Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
If you had to make a list of what takes up the most time in your day, what would be on it? Would you be satisfied, or would you shift certain things, even cut them out? Maybe you catch yourself saying this kind of thing: I'd like to have more time for my family, but I'm inundated with work. I'd like to read more, but I have to confess, I spend a lot of time on social media or watching certain TV series. Pastor Craig Gruschel said it this way: if you're consistently frustrated, it's very likely you're doing more of what doesn't matter to you and less of the things that really do matter. Whatever happens at the end of the day, we have all invested our time into something: our work, our families, our hobbies. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And that's Matthew 6:21. If our treasure is our time, the areas where we invest it are our priority. It's when I spend time with my family that our relationships grow. It's when I set time apart from God that my love for Him develops. The most important thing is to start by analyzing our days. What are my priorities? Once that's decided, you'll know better how to organize your time around these activities. You may even find that the more time and attention you dedicate to them, the more your passion for them will grow. Jesus himself set a lot of time aside with God despite his very busy schedule, and he even took a nap in the middle of a storm. Rest and a constant relationship with the Father were essential to his ministry. Today, ask the Lord to help you find time for your priorities.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.